love. I was made for me and you.
Nat King Cole starting things off on a Wednesday morning, but not only is it Wednesday, Mike Kunal joining us here this morning. It is Valentine's Day. Do you feel like the arrow has struck?
Sure.
Well,
I did have a Valentine's Day sugar cookie yesterday.
You did, yes, and you're still on that sugar high, right?
Yes.
Here to help us celebrate Valentine's tonight is Joe Halbert with the Merrier Orchestra Revival that will be playing at the House of Ludington. And you heard Joe playing on the trumpet there with Nat.
I did.
Yep. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. It would have been fun to play with Nat, but that wasn't me. But I do love listening to, of course, Phil on Monday talking about his Louis and, you know, I'm listening to more. I'm doing a lot of Black History Month mm-hmm. with my students, so I throw out a lot of different music. Yesterday it was the Brick House for the kids coming into class, but as they enjoy a little extra, zip and zing. But I've been throwing out like trumpet players for my band kids and stuff, and different musicians, and talking about the Black musicians versus the white musicians, especially in the 1950s, that weren't able to be played on a radio because it was still, too risky for, DJs to be doing that. So all these, African-American musicians and singers that didn't get their due because, they just couldn't be played on radio. But so I try to throw in a little culture with my history. But tonight...
Can I throw one in on you?
Yes, you can.
What if we can set up a video thing with Ricky Matlock to show that Native kids can also be involved in music?
Oh, absolutely.
Because he's just came out with a new song.
Yep.
But he's also in the Native American Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And playing with Leonard Skinner. Mm-hmm. I bet we could set that up. You could play the song, show them the song that they're doing, and have Ricky talk to the kids about music.
Actually, I was just looking on his website. I got him on Facebook now, and I'd like to get one of his shirts because I was sitting there thinking how cool, to promote.
Yeah.
We do a lot of things for...
So I'll call my brother and see if we can set that up for you.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
That would be a good inspirational thing.
It would be. Actually, it would be good for the whole school mm-hmm. To do, so set something up. I'll put that in motion. And see what I can do on my end before I contact your brother and go from there.
Okay. All right. So before tonight, do the weather? Because we got to find out whether or not we need any sled dogs to get over to the House of Ludington, shall we?
We shall.
Okay. Sled dog.
Wow. Wrong commercial, Michael. We are expecting mostly cloudy skies today. Just a small chance of some snow showers.
Just a small chance.
So no worries there. We are expecting highs to be in the mid-30s. It was really nasty yesterday.
It was a little bit chilly.
Compared to this nice warm weather that we've been having.
I had to put a jacket on yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Typically, it was a little sweatshirt. Nuts. Joe's got his mossy oak jacket on today.
Tonight, there's going to be snow after midnight. We could see 1 to 3 inches of snow.
No.
Low around 28. And then tomorrow, we're expecting snow in the morning with some isolated snow showers in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy. Snow accumulation of another inch with a high around 32. Winds are going to be up to 15 miles an hour. And then increasing to 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Scattered snow showers are still possible Thursday night, with partly cloudy skies in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, low around 17. The winds are still going to be up to 15 miles an hour and gusting up to 25 miles an hour. So we're going to see some blowing snow. Friday, cloudy skies, some scattered snow showers with a high around 25, with northwest winds at 5 to 10. And then we're expecting some scattered snow yet Friday night, mostly cloudy, low around 9 above. Currently in Menominee this morning, we have 24 degrees. Marquette's at 19. Iron Mountain, 19. What? Oh. Don't do that.
He did it.
And in Escanaba, I'm showing snow. Do we have snow outside?
No.
No.
All right. And 20 degrees. 20 degrees.
Lies.
Huh?
The weatherman. It baffles me.
Fake news.
Fake news. No, we're getting snow. We're getting snow. Joe, the topic at school today, Joe, is going to be, is there a snow day tomorrow?
Listen, I called for a snow day yesterday.
Yeah?
Because it was snowing outside. We should have had a day off. just to go and look at it because we don't know what that
we
is
we don't know
anymore.
What it looks like anymore, yeah. Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, when we were kids, you'd have 7-foot drifts and stuff outside. They're like, all right, get ready to go to snow.
Go to school.
Nobody shoveled their sidewalks.
No school.
We always had school in our day. But, I mean, you walked over, you know, snow piles and drifts and stuff all the way to school. But, you know, it was a good thing that we had those bread bags and our moon boots.
Yes.
It kept our feet
moon boots.
Warm.
We're that generation.
Almost dry.
Almost dry. Yeah.
Almost dry.
Kevin still got his moon boots. Didn't you say Kevin still had his moon boots? He was talking about that.
That I believe.
He actually still has his snowsuit.
Yes.
We had the vests back then, remember?
Huh?
Remember the vest? Oh, yeah. Mom bought you that vest where you had the...
The puffy ones?
The puffy vest, but it was armless. Mm-hmm. That's how tough we were. These kids know... What about the little kid from... what's that movie? Where the kids all bundled all
Yeah,
up.
I can't
Did you hear Bill Gusman's UP Boogie song yet?
I don't know if I did. I might have.
He talks about going to the House of Ludington to
maybe
hear the
not
music.
Then. Huh? I have not. No.
All right. I was going to play mostly love songs, but since we're talking about snow,
yes,
and we're going to get Armageddon coming up here with our 1 inch of snow.
Snowmageddon. Well, they say it's the end of April that we're going to get hammered.
So I said the other day, because Bill was like, hey, you should play this, and it's a cool song. It's fun. But it's a kind of song that you only play when there's a lot of snow.
Okay.
And so poor Bill, he comes out with this snow song, and there's like, no snow.
I'm convinced
that Wendy's responsible for all of this because she does this thing. She's got, if she pulls in the snowman, it snows. Or if she takes the car out, it snows. So she's like, I'm not taking the car out. But I have to put the snowman down at the station. You know, all the snowmen are gone now. She's like, but when I put those down, because we had like 30 and 40 degree weather last week. And she's like, if I take those up, we're going to get snow. Sure enough, I don't mess with her. Sure enough, there's snow.
Mother Nature and all mothers everywhere.
So is there going to be music tonight at the House of Ludington? Let's find out from Bill Gusman, who is going to be on the UP Boogie. Oh, come on, here we go.
There it is.
Come on, Bill, get those fingers going, shall you?
Shovel to the left, shovel to the right. I was shoveling this morning, still shoveling tonight. Doing the UP boogie, gonna shovel, shovel all night long. Sometimes it's light as feathers, sometimes it weighs a ton. I gotta eat my spinach to get this driveway done. Doing the UP boogie, gonna shovel, shovel all night long. They say there's 40 inches in the middle of the street. It's heavy as wet concrete. I can't feel my feet. Rocking Escanaba don't seem like it's that far. But it's all theoretical if I can't find my car. It's piling up so high there's not room for any more. How can I get out if I can't get out my door? Doing a UP boogie, gonna shovel, shovel all night long. Escanaba is a-hoppin' on a Wednesday night. I hear the House of Ludington is rockin' out tonight. With Kevin on a low notes and the band is playing tight. But I can't find my car, man, the snow's out of sight. Now I'm tearing through Trenary, turning right at Rapid River. I gotta get downtown and put a quiver in my liver. Doing the UP boogie, gonna shovel, shovel all night long. Doing the UP boogie, gonna shovel, shovel all night long. Doing the UP boogie, gonna shovel, shovel all night long.
Yep, all that 1 to 3 inches of snow that we're getting, we're finally gonna be able to do the UP boogie. and maybe move a little bit of snow. That's Bill from Gladstone who put that together. And, of course, he wants to go to the House of Ludington. We're going to be able to make it there tonight.
Yes.
Because the Merrier Orchestra Revival is going to be playing there for Valentine's Day.
Yes. We'll be there from 8 to 10.
Can we call it more to shorten up?
Yes. The cool thing is you know, you never know who's going to show up, and it's always nice to see lots of people and stuff. And I know that according to Tyler Dubord, they do have a full slate of people who have
signed up for the
dinner and stuff. And the dinner goes all the way till 10 too. So I don't know that that's, you know, a usual thing for the House of Ludington. So, you know, hopefully people will be very happy with the all-you-can-eat crab legs and the salad bar and whatever else it goes with that.
You're in the ballroom.
We're in the ballroom. We set up yesterday, me and Bill Schoquist, Dave Pupton, and that singer that we got now, Pete Amel. No, and then Bill Rinney, he calls me up and says, hey, can I get in there? So I'm like, yeah, when are you going to be here? He goes, 7 o'clock. We got there. It's all locked up, and I'm like, well, I guess somebody will put it in there for you tomorrow. So he'll set up tonight. But
for the piano?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He has a large keyboard, so you know, it's not your 16-inch keyboard that we had when we were kids. You know,
that the little teeny one Schroeder plays on the Peanuts.
A lot of love for Charlie Brown, though.
So what is on the schedule here?
What's
songs?
On?
Yeah.
You're
songs.
Looking at Mike. So here's the thing. I've never done the same set list twice,
right.
And I hope to never do that. I'm still waiting for the Merrier music from Missouri to come in. It hasn't yet. So I'm kind of like Charlie Brown because I'm looking for that package for the last.
There's going to be love songs, aren't
like
there?
There is. There's a lot of love songs. Of course, I had to take out Woody Woodpecker because I couldn't. I didn't know, you know, how to slide
blend
that, one
that in.
But here's the thing. So I can't even think of all the songs that we have.
I don't have to have all of them. Just give me a couple.
I can't. You know, I've got Love to Keep Me Warm. That's a great one.
From
Ella Fitzgerald, I think, was one that sang it. But here's the thing. I don't want to give it away because then people are going to be like, oh, yeah, we've heard that one. So I'm just going to say, you know what? We got such a great mix and spattered with some love songs throughout. We're going to actually sight read a song tonight. We're going to put Pete on the spot, but all the rest of us as well.
I don't know that he can handle it.
Oh, he can. He will. We'll make him. Actually, Pete Amel is going to be playing the piano for the first couple songs because Bill Rinney is going to be playing for the service.
Double duty tonight.
He is. Well, we all kind of, you know, we're all, you know, work by day, play by night kind of guys. So, you know, we know how to do this.
And church in between.
And that too, yeah. Yeah.
Because today is also Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday, yes.
When you played for New Year's, you did that Chicago song.
Yeah.
That's one you could keep on your set list.
Which Chicago song is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Yep.
Because it was
time to go. Is that what you're thinking?
No,
Valentine's. You just like the song.
It was awesome.
Oh, it's a great song. And Bill, I mean, like in City Band, mm-hmm. I'll always say this: when I see a solo, I kind of know who I'm going to hand it off to. You know, and I try to incorporate everybody. I try to let Craig Warple play solos every once in a while, and every once in a while he'll say, "Okay, I can do that one." And then a lot of times he'll go,
"My capability."
Yeah. And then I tried to get Jeff in there, but I don't think I've said this, but there was a girl at Solo and Ensemble 2 Saturdays ago that really blew me away.
Yeah,
and her name is Macy, and it's kind of, I think the spelling was M-E-I-C-I-E, or a really different way of, I thought she was a foreign exchange student because when she was out in the hall, her father had kind of an accent, so I went out to her and I felt kind of idiotic because I said, hey, you know, I don't know if you're from around here. She's like, yeah, I've lived here my whole life. And I'm like, oh, all right, well. And she goes, I remember you when you taught me in 6th grade for the beginning kids. I always helped Laura Robinson and Bruce Castle out.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, well, you've definitely come a long way. Mm-hmm. And I will honestly say that the only other trumpet player that I've seen with her ability of tone and is probably Alex Jacoby.
Wow.
And that is a huge compliment.
That says something.
It
does.
And she's thinking about joining City Band. I said, absolutely. I think she's a junior this year. But here's the thing.
With the old and with the new.
No. I was not going to say that. It's Valentine's Day. We're supposed to be kind. But no, I mean, listen.
You're not replaceable, Craig.
Yes, I am.
We already have a slew of trumpet players, but you can't, you know, I really do, even with, I got a kid named Sean, I forget his last name, but his mother is the librarian, the head of the library, and
in
Phil,
Venable?
Yeah, Phil, okay. No, in Escanaba, at the Escanaba Public Library, and Phil gave me his name, that he's a saxophone player taking lessons from the gentleman from Marquette.
Okay.
So I was when I get in here, I forget names, but
Patrick,
yes.
That's because we're getting older, Joe.
I know. But so he's going to come tonight and just kind of listen to us, and I'm going to have him.
Oh,
you
talking
in.
About Carolyn's son?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so he's really good. Yeah.
So I like City Band. You got to have backups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have backups for everyone else in my band. I just don't have a lot of saxophone players that, you know, for stylistic and stuff. So, but then I think about when I started as a junior in high school, and I wasn't good. And there are moments where I still, you know, am not all that good, but I try to fake it. I try to make make bad notes sound decent. You know,
sound decent.
That's
the goal.
Epitaph. I made the bad ones sound okay. All right. Happy Valentine's
Fake
Day.
Fake it till you make it.
Well, Joe, can you hang out just for a couple more seconds?
Yes, we got news at the bottom of the
All right,
hour.
So you're going to give me a song that we won't tell anybody that you're going to play tonight so that we can play that after the news, okay?
All right.
Joe Hellberg is joining us here from the Marrier Orchestra Revival, as well as, M-O-R. Not more.
M-O-R.
M-O-R. That sounds like a good name, right?
Yep.
M-O-R. And Mike Canall, who's sitting in here. What band are you with?
Stonewall.
Oh, yeah. What does that stand for? Stonewall, right?
Stonewall, yeah.
Hanging out on a Wednesday morning on WDBC.
Proving that the best things happen while you dance.
Danny Kaye on WDBC, the best things happen while you dance. Just one of the songs that you may or may not hear tonight over at the House of Ludington.
Yeah.
Joe Hellberg here with the Marrier Orchestra Revival that is going to be playing there between 8 and 10 o'clock tonight.
8 and 10 o'clock tonight, yes, at the House of Ludington. Come on, come all. Even if there's not seats, we have chairs in the back. We'll put you on a dance floor.
All right. Well, it'll be a lot of fun for Valentine's Day here.
Yeah.
Just a lot of love songs here tonight.
A lot of love. You know, we got to have love to keep us warm.
Is that another one? Can I get
this? I'm not sure. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to pull out my flip phone again.
He's pulling out his flip phone.
Yeah, can't do it.
The only man I know with a flip phone. I love it.
I want people to come and
Dave
say...
Dave Schaff has a flip phone, but he's 93.
But he's 90.
Listen, I might have this until I'm 93. I don't know.
Yeah,
although the buttons are, you know, you
that's
hit
the problem. You spend $1,200 on an iPhone every year.
This is like $26.
He keeps his
$50 flip phone. I love it. Can you still get flip phones?
Oh, well, you could. I don't know anymore. You
it's
could when
happens,
I got
I'm
this
sure
one.
They'll have an update or something.
Well, they got those little, you know, they're trying everything that comes out. They try to go retro, so they have those phones that you can fold. They're not really the flip phone, but you can, I don't know, and then you can put it up so that you can do your selfies or your podcast or whatever kids do
I want
today.
Them to bring back the 90-foot phone cord that's attached to the wall.
Yes. I still have a bag phone at home. So
The big car funny. Phones?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had mine underneath my seat, and I didn't realize that it, you know, our winters are a little wet, so there's a little moisture that got in there. So it kind of... No, it got a little rusty, and it wasn't, so I threw that one away, but my dad had one, so, you know, I'm keeping all these different ones, like the yellow Nextel, the old, like, the ones that workers would use, or, like, the heavy duty, I mean, they were just, like, they would never break, they could bounce, you could throw them off of buildings, and they still worked, you know, good stuff.
That stuff was really made tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Tough.
Tonka. Tonka trucks.
I want a Tonka phone.
They don't make those anymore.
No.
All right. I know you have to get going for school, so you just tell me when you're ready to go. We'll just keep going here, okay? So you can stay as long as you want.
All right, but I'm ready to go.
Are you?
No, I just wanted to say it.
All right.
See if you were listening.
I was listening. Okay. So, Mike, one of the things I wanted to do here this morning is to talk about the UPTRA, the UP Travel and Recreation Association, came out with 10 roadside attractions.
Ooh.
And, of course, that just gives me an opportunity to play this song.
I was fishing with my buddies just off of Stonington when a stranger came up to me and asked me where I'm from. I said, we're all from here, youpers we all be. There's not a more beautiful place in this land that you will see. He looked at me and laughed a bit, like it was hard to understand. I said, get in a truck and hold on tight, we'll tour the youp firsthand. Cause I've been everywhere, eh? I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been over here, yeah. And I've been over there, yeah. Bring that UP air, yeah. I've been everywhere. I've been to Tapiola, Toybola, Winona, Spalding, Frida, Osceola, Nisula, Ishpeming, Calumet, Tamarack, South Range, Munising, Houghton, Hancock, Garden, Pequenin, Hubbo, Chasso, Dodgeville, Channing, Watersmeet, Wakefield, Ironwood, they're all good. I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been everywhere. Hold on, I didn't hear half of those places. Oh, that was mostly Houghton County. Oh no, I'm not done though, let me finish. Okay, sorry, keep on going. I've been to Thompson, Steuben, Deerton, Segola, Copper Harbor, Eel Harbor, Eel River, Nama, Perkins, Pine Ridge, Rapid River, Barraga, Crystal Falls, Iron River, Gladstone, Escanaba, Isabella, Kiva, Limestone, Trout Lake, Round Lake, Dana Lake, Stella Lake, and Pete's Lake. Geez, we've been a lot of places, but those lakes aren't really towns, are they? No, but youpers know what I'm saying. Oh, okay, sounds like I need to make a road trip. Oh, wait, there's not more. I've been to Rudyard, Kipling, Ralph, Sault Ste. Marie, Blaney Park, Jimfast, Gulliver, Brimley, Newberry, Deer Park, Engadine, Rumley, Cedarville, Nobbinway, Curtis, Trenary, St. Ignace, Harvey, Scandia, Tromley, Champion, Marquette, Negaunee, Kingsley. I've been everywhere, eh? I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been over here, yeah. I've been over there, yeah. Breathing that UP air, yeah. I've been everywhere. Little Lake, Michigami, Stevenson, Manistique, Menominee, Perrinville, Cedar River, Seney, Bark River, Ford River, Flat Rock, Foster City, Iron Mountain, Kingsford, Copper City, so pretty. Lakeland and Mesaville, Norway, Sydney, Schaefer, Kinross. Don't forget the Keweenaw. Wow, I didn't realize there were that many places here. Yeah, they don't call it God's country for nothing. Oh, and while you're visiting here, you need to try a Youper staple, the pasty. And don't forget the ketchup. Well, sounds like you know your way around. Yeah, I told ya. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
I have a problem with the buttons this morning. Looks
That one just doesn't. You got on the road, you got problems all the time. So, 10 unique roadside attractions, in case you're exploring the Upper Peninsula.
Number 10.
On Valentine's Day. UPTRA says that embark on a thrilling journey in the land brimming with breathtaking natural beauty, wildlife, and century-old cultures.
So number 10.
Well, you want to start? Okay, I got to go down to number 10.
Uh-oh, you got to go to the website. Oh, there we go.
There you go. Actually, the one they have here is the Jam Pot. Have you ever been to the Jam Pot up in... the Keweenaw Peninsula?
No.
That's where the monks make the jam.
Oh.
And you go in and they
pots.
Also have breads. No. Well, the building kind of looked like that, I guess.
That's
for
up in
bit.
The Keweenaw?
Yeah.
Are they real monks?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have the flowing robes?
There. Yes.
Oh, nice.
No, yeah, it's really kind of cool. It's just a little place, but everybody stops there, gets the jam, because it's really good jam, actually.
Ooh.
So that works out. So the Jam Pot.
Jam Pot, number 10.
That's, number 10.
Is that number one?
That's number one, I guess.
Okay.
But
what?
That's okay.
We're going backwards. I mean forward.
This one is really cool. The Adventure Mine Company. So we went there with the scouts this year. It is the most incredible place in the UP to go to in Ontonagon, outside of Ontonagon. It's actually in Greenland. So you get to go and spend time underground, and we rappelled in the mine, and we walked on a rickety old bridge. And it was just very cool. Spent several hours down there.
I went to the one up in Iron Mountain.
No. Of all the mine, and I've been in most of them.
Ontonagon.
Of all of them, this one is the
coolest.
Adventure Mining Company.
Adventure Mining.
Number 8.
The Pickle Barrel House Museum. Do you know
that
where that is?
That's pretty cool. No.
Grand Marais. It's been there for a very long time.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just a little thing.
I didn't know there was anything in Grand Marais.
No.
There's a lake.
There's
up
a really
there.
Good brew pub up there. Oh. Yeah, nice
and
harbor.
I guess I haven't been everywhere.
It's a museum dedicated to the local history and artist and the artist. So you can check out the little teeny stuff, or little teeny hut up there. It's called the Pickle Barrel House Museum. That's the Youppers cool. Tourist Trap. You were talking about that.
Yeah.
That's yes. where the big
chainsaw
and stuff
I have not been in
there,
though. But oh, it's pretty cool.
It's a tourist trap. You know, you it go is. In and buy touristy things.
Touristy stuff.
Plus the Youppers CDs, you know.
Okay.
But they still sell CDs these yeah. days. How about the giant cows at Gilbert's Dairy? So there are three giant Jilly dairy cow statues at the roadside attraction that scoops up some of the best tasting ice cream in the UP, of course.
Where's that?
One cow is perched on the silo roof, another on a trailer ready to follow you down the road, and we've all seen that one.
I really
and the third is in a pen of the dairy's shady picnic area. The last cow is a great photo opportunity that you can sit and...
What makes the picnic
taken.
Area shady?
It's in Marquette, by the way. It's open daily.
Oh.
Lakeland Land Sculpture Park, if you've been there.
No.
No, is that
so
the...
So that's the one east of Marquette on M28. You drive through. It's a sculpture park. It's really gained a lot of popularity. And you can even snowmobile in that area.
I've heard of
when
that
there's
place,
snow.
But I have not gone.
Castle Rock over what? In St. Ignace.
Oh, yeah.
It's I off, haven't been anywhere.
Off of I-75.
I've never been up there.
I haven't
there,
been anywhere.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
writes this stuff?
It's a really cool thing. You get to, it's been there like forever.
You can see the Mackinac Bridge from there.
Probably, yeah.
Because it's only there. Like 20 yards.
Yeah. But. And then, of course, the beach. How many times have you stopped at the beach in Nobbin Way along there? That you got the stretch?
I have done that, yes.
They got the little walkways going
I've
down there.
I've done one of the 8 so far.
So you got the beach. Okay.
Oh, 2 of the 8. Mystery spot.
The mystery spot.
I love it.
I've been there, of course, when I was younger, never as a kid, and it's an interesting spot. So I have our first exchange student, the one from Norway, Larry, and I took him to the bridge walk, and as we're driving back, he goes, "What's the mystery spot?" And I went, "U-turn," and we went around. And then when he left, he says, "I feel like I've been ripped off," and I paid for it. He didn't even pay for it. And so you got to have a mindset to be fun.
A lot of my family lived downstate, so we would go downstate all these years, and I'd see the mystery spot, go, "Dad, can we go there?" And we never got to go.
Really?
So I didn't go until I was like 50.
Oh.
That was my first time.
Guy.
So it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
We did of course, back then they probably didn't have the zip line.
Right.
But we did the zip line. It was cool. Yeah. I thought it was really
You did the house,
neat.
Right?
We did the house. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go in.
You gotta go in. You gotta go
with the idea of having fun.
Yeah,
and that's what the mystery spot
going
is.
With an open
and
mind.
The postcard was on the vacation movie. You know.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun. So I'm sure I'll read about it on Escanaba Ransom Raves how it stunk in some way.
How about the Garland Zoo Wildlife Park?
I've been
there's
there
a couple of them. So you got three. You just
wait.
Like
is
to
that
hang
the
up.
One in Manistee?
No,
yeah.
No. It's past
this
past
is over
past
by Brevoort.
Past Manistee or the
way
other
past
one?
Manistee.
Yeah, on the other side of Manistee.
I think I have been to that one. Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't
they got
there an alligator that got loose?
Yes, they had yes. a yeah. They had an alligator get loose into Lake Michigan. So those are
that
10
must have been a fun day.
10 ideas.
I've not heard that story.
10 ideas when you're
I think that's hilarious.
Going on a tour for the UP. You got any others
so
that you like to go to?
I like to go to Canyon Falls. It's right off the
Canyon
side.
Falls.
Canyon Falls.
That's a great
is,
one, yeah.
I think that's one of the better that's they call that the Grand Canyon of the UP.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I try to go up, usually if I go up in the wintertime, because the kids just went up with this weather we're having, my son's in-laws went up to check out Winter Carnival was this weekend up in mm-hmm. Houghton. And nothing was really going on because all the stuff was melting.
Snow's gone, yeah. How about you, Joe?
You know what? I like to go anywhere my wife wants to.
good answer, good answer.
Wants me to drive to.
Must be Valentine's Day.
Because I remember when we first started dating, she goes, you know, I drive everywhere. So, you know, every once in a while she drives. Then she says she doesn't like my driving. I don't know what to think about that. Because
Joe, I just asked where you like to go.
I'm just trying to explain.
Wherever my wife tells me I'm going.
Yeah, by the way, you drive horrible.
Yeah. But, you know, anywhere that she would like to go, I always say, okay, I'm up for that. Because I'm such a nice, easygoing guy, and I love my wife. It's Valentine's Day.
So where does she like to go?
You'd have to ask her, Craig. She's not here. I can't answer that. I'm not going to answer for my wife. Christine, I love you.
The Sioux Locks is another good place. And that's too funny. Like the Sioux Locks.
Yes.
I have not been there yet.
Yeah. You've not been there to watch the boats go through?
I haven't been anywhere. I just wrote the song. I'm a fraud.
You're a fraud. I've been everywhere, man. Yeah, you know. I've even been to Copper City. So pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
No, I would imagine.
No, literally, there's nothing there.
I'm trying to think now where I like to go. I like to drive through Munising.
Munising's a great spot. Yeah.
Beautiful spot.
We go there quite often.
All right, Joe, we're going to send you on your way.
Yes.
Remember.
You have a great day.
8 to 10, House of Ludington tonight.
Yep.
Or you can still buy that green tank and put it in your yard if you want to, just buy whatever. You know, you can do that.
Dan's got his ideas for Valentine's presents,
Or the woolly pajamas. Those are good,
too. Those are the footy ones.
I couldn't really understand it, because it was at the end, and he's trying to be a comedian, and it was funny, but I thought it was the woolly pajamas.
Now, take your date to the House of Ludington. It is the Merrier Orchestra Revival that will be playing there tonight, 8 to 10. Say hi to Joe. He'll appreciate it.
Yes, and enjoy the atmosphere, the music, and everything that love can bring. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Thanks. We're going to talk about sports coming up next.
Your workday goes best with the refreshing and relaxing sound of 94.5 FM and AM 680. WDBC.
Wake up in the morning and I roll out of bed. See the sun shining through the window, thoughts of you run through my head. Your smile lights up any room and your eyes, they mesmerize. You have the heart of an angel and you make me realize. You make me feel like I've never felt before. Every time I have to say goodbye, you always leave me wanting more. You are the one for me that makes me want to say, when it comes to living, you're the best part, best part of my day. Even when my days are rough, you're never there to judge me, even when I'm acting tough. How to get so lucky, how to get so blessed. You never disappoint me, you always handle every test. You make me feel like I've never felt before. Every time I have to say goodbye, you always leave me wanting more. You are the one for me and it makes me wanna say, when it comes to living, you're the best part of my day. Me one more. You are the one for me to make. say when it comes to living. You're the best part of my day. You're the best part of my day. Best part of my day.
There you go, you got your song in, right? Mike Canall there this morning with Best Part of My Day, written for Wendy.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day. Good for you. By the way, it's not Wendy Pepin who's coming up this next half hour. It's for your Wendy.
It's whoever. That's what the beauty of music is. That was originally written for my Wendy.
Yes.
But
it could be for everybody. It could be for everyone. Best part of the day. Best part of our day is coming up because Wendy Pepin is going to be joining us for Wendy Wednesday Blues for a Cause. Pick of the Week! Love is in the air. Yeah, you got to keep dodging all those arrows.
Phew.
Yep, love is in the air because it is Valentine's Day today. So, guys, don't forget it.
Don't forget.
Don't forget. Flowers. Today is also Wednesday. You know what that means? It's Wednesday, Wednesday Blues for a Cause. Pick of the week.
Valentine's Day
did
edition.
I screw that up? Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Wendy Wednesday's Blues for a Cause. There, I got it down.
I think the closest I'm going to get to love today, and this is really creepy, but I was looking out my front window, you know, overlooking the lake, of course, and someone just walked across my backyard, which is really...
What?
Spooky, yeah. I mean, all the houses around me are dark. Yeah, some guy walked across the backyard.
Are you packing?
Well... I'd rather not give out that information on the radio, but yeah. It's like, okay, Valentine's Day. Maybe it's a surprise.
Keep
maybe,
us in tune. If something
know,
goes wrong there, just let us know, and we'll call in for you, okay?
You got a ring doorbell back there?
Yeah. Definitely. It's just kind of creepy.
Send the squirrels after them.
Yeah. Well, they're not out yet either.
They're not.
All the food is out on the deck, but yeah.
There's been one terrorizing my dogs.
Why do you guys get to, you know, the whole Valentine's thing? I mean, I've been in relationships, and it always seems to be the guy who has to, you know, do everything for
Thank
the woman
you,
in
Wendy.
The relationship.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is she
Thank
sucking
you.
Up here this
yeah,
morning?
I love it.
Well, no, I'm really not. I don't understand that. You know, it just seems a little...
Equality. I love it.
It's equality. Uh-huh. You buy her a ring, she buys you a new boat. I don't know. It
there
just
you
seems
go.
Like there should be ooh, some reciprocation ooh. There.
Yes. Mike's now grinning, or he's grimacing here.
Well, a boat is a lot. It's a tit for tat thing, then. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Boats are way. I mean, if you look at the spectrum, boats are like this much, and so if you want a ring that's that much, you better really be loved.
Anyhow, yeah, and kind of trivia on that whole Valentine's Day thing, too, is on Facebook, I have liked a site called the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and they put all these interesting pieces of information out, as well as sometimes they'll put a photo and say, guess what this is, you know, and it'll be like the gill of a fish or something. But yesterday, one of the very few species in the world that stays together forever is the pileated woodpecker.
Pileated woodpeckers.
Yeah. So, you know, it's dead quiet. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is pretty neat. I haven't, actually, when I lived in Cornell, I saw a couple of them, and they're super cool.
The pileated woodpeckers? Yes. They're huge.
They are absolutely
huge.
And
they destroy trees.
That's, you know,
well,
fun to
but
watch.
The trees are already shot.
I know. Yeah. What I meant was it's fun to watch. Because it's just like the Woody Woodpecker show.
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly what they do to a tree.
Well, where
just
I lived
flying
up in,
everywhere.
On Boney Falls there, I remember I had gotten one of those Highland, I don't know what to use the darn thing, but nice cameras with the zoom lens and stuff. And I saw three of them out there in this just going from tree to tree. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look how big that woodpecker. And then I saw that that's what it was. And they're just beautiful.
They are.
They're beautiful.
And
they also, I guess I hear them more than I see them because the smaller the woodpecker, the faster the pecking. And with the pileated, it's a very distinctive tick, 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 tick. You know, it isn't
very
really
loud.
Fast because their wood chips are, you know, you could scoop them up and use them as kindling.
Yes,
they're
you could.
So big.
I saw one using a chainsaw the other day. it was huge. That's how much work.
That's a big bird.
He had some huge arms.
Wings.
Wings.
Yes.
Wings.
He had a little steel within his arm. Yeah. No, they do some work, I'll tell you.
Well, Wendy, your song here this week has a local connection.
It sure does. There's a band that's been playing for quite a while in the Milwaukee area. And back when I used to send out that weekly email pre-COVID, yeah, I kind of followed these guys. They're called the Altered Five Blues Band. And Steve Hubler just joined that band last year, and they have put out a number of records. In fact, they just recorded another one they recorded it down in Nashville, and it's going to be released on March 22nd on Blind Pig Records. And anybody who knows anything about blues knows Blind Pig is a big one for putting out records. But they are based in Milwaukee. They actually began playing together 22 years ago.
Wow.
But our local Steve Hubler, and I had a check with Pat Feldhusen to see actually all the bands that Steve has played in, because I know he played with Hey Mikey for a long time here in Escanaba.
Well, he started playing with my brother in Orion in high school.
I'm sorry, who did he play with?
Orion, with my brother.
Orion. Okay, yeah. That was one I wasn't familiar with.
That was a big band when we were in high school. I mean, it was the best. So you had Brian, or Dan Brown on vocals, and you had Steve and my brother on guitar, and Mike Larson on drums.
Okay. So he's been around for quite a while. His parents lived down here by me for quite a while, Bill and Mary Ann, and he is based in that Milwaukee area, and he's now playing with the Altered Five Blues Band.
And he was in my graduating class.
Oh, same age.
Yep.
Cool. And how old would that be?
Yep.
It's a yep age.
Okay. So this song is called Don't Tell Me I Can't. It's on their new release that comes out March 22nd.
It is the Altered Five Blues Band. It's the Wendy Wednesday Blues for a Cause Pick of the Week. It is the Wendy Wednesday Blues for a Cause Pick of the Week. The Altered Five Blues Band. Don't Tell Me I Can't. Man, that is an incredible song.
Good song.
Yeah, we were just a rocking and or bluesing here, whatever you want to call it, in the studio, Wendy. We're both now fans. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a few others, though, too, that I kind of saved, and we'll slip them in there at some point in the future. But I thought they were really good, too. If anybody really wants to follow them, they play in that Wisconsin area all the time. But go to bananasentertainment.com, or you can go to their Facebook page, Alter 5 Blues Band. I used to check in at that Bananas Entertainment quite a bit to find out what was going on in the Milwaukee Green Bay area. So there's, you know, music everywhere, everybody. Get out and listen to it.
We need to bring Steve home. We need to bring him home. We need to bring Steve home so that he can play here. Bring the band here.
Sure. I'm sure he comes back to see his mom and dad.
So we got to work on that. We got to get that band up here somehow. Marina Fest would be an awesome opportunity.
You can get him up to the casino.
Or there, too.
Yeah, there's, I think it's like a 5-piece band. Yeah. So, you know, of course, the more members, the more it costs. But, it'd be great to get them up at the casino.
No, we want them downtown.
All right, let's do it.
Casino's good, too.
Grand.
I'm not going to
worry. Got a couple grand you can spend?
We'll do it. We'll make it happen somehow.
Got
to do it.
Let's do that planning.
Northern Lights Music Festival.
Well, we do have to get together, Wendy, because we got to work on Lunch on Luddington's, okay?
That's right.
Yep. Gotta get
the
music.
It's coming up soon. I know we're getting snow tonight, but, you know, I'm still thinking spring.
Yeah, we're going to get inundated with that 1 inch of snow.
It's going to be huge.
Yes.
I can't wait to get out my snowblower again.
It's been crazy, no doubt about it.
It's going to help me pick up the rest of the leaves in my yard that I'm seeing again.
I know. I saw that, too. It's like, where did all those leaves come from?
I usually bring my torch out there and take
care of
them.
Normally, the snow deteriorates the leaves.
I bring my torch
out. We got a problem this winter. It's going to be like leaves everywhere.
It's actually causing a lot of problems. We had talked about that before, but the lake level is definitely going to be very low. We have, 3% ice cover on Lake Michigan?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of shoreline, a lot of swimming, a lot of shoreline.
All right, Wendy. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. You have yourself a great day. Today, by the way, is tax day. If you haven't gotten your property taxes in, I thought I would just throw that out there to make you happy today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. So enjoy it. Enjoy today.
Yeah. I better call my accountant because I haven't started. Okay.
No, for the property taxes I'm talking about.
Oh, property tax. Oh, yeah. I had to deal with that yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm broke.
Didn't do it yet.
Okay.
All right, Wendy. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye. Lost in love.
Lost in love. I asked Michael, what love song do you want to hear? He says, Air Supply.
I did. That's it.
So then we had to find one that wasn't about breaking up. Has to be love today, break up tomorrow.
All love. Yeah.
So tomorrow we'll play up all the breakup songs.
You're going to break up because they didn't spend enough or spend too much.
Or whatever. Yeah, we went over that list already this week on what to do.
In my case, I bought her chocolates and she's allergic.
Well, that was smart.
No, I didn't buy her chocolates. She'd probably murder me if I did that.
Do you have plans? Oh, that's right. You're practicing tonight, right, with the band?
Yeah, band practice tonight.
So Stonewall is practicing tonight for Valentine's Day. When's the next time you're playing? Do you have anything yet?
Nothing in stone yet. We're preparing for the summer season.
Well, you got me down, right?
I got you down.
All right.
We haven't picked that day yet, though, right?
What month did you want? Did you want May or June or...
Not May, because who knows what's going to happen in May.
So let's just start it in June, okay?
Yeah.
We'll do June, July, and August.
Sounds good.
Well, not with you, but we'll do... So you got June.
Yep.
All right, so that's the third Tuesday in June. Street concert, Escanaba Beat.
There we go. Third Tuesday in June.
All right.
I am down.
And actually, you know what's going to be really fun about that? Let me see, what year are we in? 2024.
You know
what? In June, that would be the 18th. On the 21st, which is that Friday, is going to be... a new thing that we've got called Play Music Escanaba. There's going to be all kinds of music up and down Ludington Street, but music you can participate in as well as listen to.
Oh.
So that'll be the first day of summer. That's an event that happens all over the world.
Okay.
So that people usher in summer.
I know they do it in Marquette, I think.
There's only three places in Michigan, 23 of them in Wisconsin.
Really?
Including Land O'Lakes over by Waters Meat. So
it's just like acoustic style or?
It's anything. So Lauren Watson, who's helping kazoo band, bring a kazoo and have everybody bring their kazoos and we can all play different songs. I would love it. I played kazoo with my grandfather. My grandpa would get out the accordion and play the German polkas, and all the grandkids would have the kazoos that play along with them. My grandpa would hand them out to everybody.
Nice.
Yeah. So we could have a kazoo band. Actually, what I would love, and I haven't talked to Jim's yet, I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have the Uper Ukulele Band at Jim's Music, where everybody would come and learn to play the ukulele. Wouldn't it be cool in front of Jim's Music to have the big ukulele band? You bring your ukulele over and everybody play the ukulele, and then we can go and listen?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. So when Lauren did it, he's the one that's bringing it here to town. He did it in New York, with Play Music in New York.
Sure.
So he's a percussionist. He had a whole pile of gongs, and then people would come and play the gongs. They would practice, and they would have this big gong thing. So that was kind of cool.
Beat.
He's a percussionist. Yeah. You know? So we're going to work on that a little bit. We're going to have an application out for groups that want to do something.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do like a drum thing or a drum line, like a drum line would be really cool.
That would be super neat.
Yeah. I would love to see a drum line.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Anything like that.
Cool. So lots of music stuff coming up. We had I had my practice last night, and it was fun. Craig,
practice with what?
Guitar.
Oh, your lesson. Yeah,
with Craig, and we were just tinkering around with something. And he is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, blah, 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 and I was like,
He's got some songs out. His mom has been wanting me to play, and I apologize because I was going to try and get him in, and never really connected because we just got so busy. Because here's his card. His card's been in front of me since last year.
He is amazing.
And so we when you meet with him again, get one of his songs or find out how we can play his songs.
Okay.
And then next Wednesday we'll play some songs from
Craig.
He might
have some stuff. I don't know if he downloaded it on YouTube. I know he's got a couple albums out there.
Does he?
Yep. He plays a lot of stuff. He's a really talented guitar player.
Yes, he is.
And he's a good teacher. I went from playing seven chords to 17.
Is that right? You've added to your repertoire?
I've added to my repertoire. And he's kind of helped me with, I mean, he's kind of helped me with a little bit. I can slowly see progression. I wish I would have started 30 years ago instead of four or five. Well,
you just take one step in front of the other.
That's it. But,
and just,
you know,
keep on going, right?
Unfortunately, we have a band that plays, and I got to get, I mean, I'm just the rhythm guy on acoustic. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a kind of a neat addition. Eric and I had talked about that numerous times.
So I'm looking at some stuff here that says Craig Bono, but
is it? The monkey one?
It is, that one? Yeah. Okay, so should we?
So it might be a little heavier than what you would normally play.
Yeah, because he's that. So here's one. Let me see if I can find one within our time frame. Okay, here's a. It's a. Yeah.
I don't know if he has any unplugged stuff, but the guy can just play guitar.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to play anything without listening to it first. This was from 2014, so that's an old one.
Yep.
The green ones seem to be newer. Yeah, the green ones seem to be newer. So here's this is from 3 years ago there as well. So let's try this one, shall we? Before we do weather.
Sure.
You don't mind hanging around a little bit longer, do you? Okay. So we're going to play
might be heavy.
A song by Craig. Well, we can always bump out of it, right?
Sure.
As long as there's no bad language, we're okay.
I don't think so.
So here we go. After a long time of not doing it, here's Craig Bono from Escanaba, who's going to be showing Mike Canal a thing or two about playing. Is this him?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's called So Much.
He's playing guitar.
On DBC. That is Craig Bono of Escanaba. That's an incredible song. I just love it.
He's awesome.
Yeah, that one is called So Much. We're going to have to make sure we do it. His mom has been asking me, and I just haven't done it, and I really feel sorry for that.
He's so talented, and, you know, he's not, I don't think he's playing in any bands or anything. He just,
He was playing, what band was it that he was playing?
Was
yeah,
the last
that was
one
it.
He played in.
Yeah, that was
with
a great band too.
Will Showquist and
did a good job.
McNulty was in that one.
Yeah. So he's been helping you out on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yep. One hour a night. So,
well, good.
Get a little bit in. Hope my hands get stronger. I'm just watching him. I'm like, he's like, no, you're just gonna want to do this, and he's like, and I'm like, can you slow that down? Like,
yeah. Well, that's what I was gonna say. A good teacher will help you walk through it.
Yeah.
And then you speed it up after a while.
He's like, well, eventually, would you like to learn how to play like this? He goes, and I'm like, yes, no.
All right, Mike, should we find out how much snow is in the forecast?
Tons.
Did I say the four-letter word?
No.
Oh, yes, we want snow. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Just a small chance of some snow showers with highs in the mid-30s. And a chance of some snow tonight with snow after midnight. Accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible. A low of 28. And then tomorrow, we're expecting snow in the morning with isolated snow showers in the afternoon, mostly cloudy. Accumulation of another inch with a high of 32. It's right there on the edge of freezing, of course.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows 32 is freezing, right? So at 33,
cold.
It begins to melt. 32, okay. 31, it's snow. So let's find out here. Thursday night, some scattered snow showers, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy, low around 17. The winds are going to be up to 15 miles an hour and gusting up to 25. Friday, cloudy with some scattered snow showers possible, high around 25, a high of 25. Mm. And then Friday night, some scattered snow showers in the evening, mostly cloudy, low around 9. Let me see. We're looking at a high of 25 on Saturday and Sunday, a high of 28 on Monday, a high of 32 on that's Monday, and then a high of 32 on Tuesday as well. So it's going to be a little cool here for the next few days. So
yep.
I think that if we do get some snow, it just might stick around for a little bit.
As long as the single digits stay away.
Yeah.
But with the wind chill, it kind of pushes it down in there.
Menominee's at 25 this morning. Marquette, 20. Iron Mountain, 20. And in Escanaba, we're at 22 degrees.
22 degrees.
Hey, Mike, this has been a lot of fun. So thank you so much for being here this morning.
Yeah.
And joining
Always
us.
Always my pleasure.
Yep.
It's fun.
All right. Mike Canall joining us here this morning on WDBC. Ooh, yeah. Louis Armstrong on WDBC. What a Wonderful World. Requested by my brother Mark for my mom, Donna. So make sure that you... I texted her. I don't know if she was listening here or not, but that's a good thing. And then we have Jim Hansen who walked in and said, can you play
Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka?
And the reason?
Well, because I'm married to Alice.
Yes,
and
you
she's
are.
Caused us to have a wonderland of life.
And there you go. So here, happy Valentine's Day to Alice.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's Neil Sedaka on WDBC, Alice in Wonderland, out for Alice Hansen here in Escanaba, by her husband, Jim.
Yes.
He says yes right away. Yes.